Blog Talk Radio.
Respect, in my opinion, pretty much is a matter of character. Respect
is a genuine gesture toward God, yourself, and others. You know, a genuine gesture, right? Okay, because, you know, let's just ask the question. How do you like to be treated? You know, how do you like to be treated? How do you like your loved ones to be treated? You know, I know that everybody will not treat you or myself the way we deserve to be treated or even the way we treat them. But if that is the case, let's just peace out. Deuces, see ya. Because you don't need that drama in your life. God calls us to peace. But, you know, I personally believe that respect has become obsolete in our culture, extinct, if you will, in our culture and society. And it's pretty sad. However, that doesn't mean that you don't have to, you know, carry respect for yourself. So, you know, I think it's like true love, because without knowing true love or God, there's no way, no how we can love others. There's no way. But how do we acquire respect, right, if we don't have any for ourselves? Because, you know, everybody see respect at a different viewpoint, of course, obviously. To me, it seemed like there's just certain principles that fall under that word. But again, you know, how do we acquire respect? My way of dealing with it is keeping in the forefront of my mind that I have to meet God one day, that there will be a judgment day, and that God he's the only being, supernatural being, the creator, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the only one who has the authority to send me to heaven by his grace or to hell based on the fact that, you know, I didn't fear God. I didn't fear him. So I believe sometimes because we are all pretty much independent beings within our own right, we have a tendency we enjoy this freedom of life, so, you know, we don't really take, you know, kindly to people telling us what to do at some point, you know, and so sometimes we just want to be our own boss, right? So we own our own self, and rightfully so. But it doesn't give us the right to just go around and act any kind of way and treat people any kind of way and just conduct ourselves in any kind of way. And there are times when it is not our fault, when people will provoke us and cause us to act a certain way. And I have to say, in my youth, and I've had a situation that just blew me out of proportion, because guess what? They were messing with my money. Messing with, you know how they, how people act when you mess with their money, right? However, thank God I was able to bounce back, right, like a champ. So, and try, you know, I have not forgotten, but God allowed it to happen. So, you know, I have to respect challenges that come up in my life. You know, I have to respect it. So that's our factor number one. Let's just understand, you know, that we should all strive for peace. And sometimes, you know, I mean, it's not healthy to do malicious harm to others, not the least. No, not at all. Okay, moving right along, our factor number six, reality check. We all need a reality check. I have to check myself before I wreck myself, okay? Basically, we all know what a reality check is. We look from within, which ties into our factor number four, reflect. Reality check, okay? Because when you're reflecting on something, you're looking back on something. You are pretty much, you know, saying, okay, you know, what? Just kind of taking a journey through your mind on some of the experiences you've had during your life, you know, or what you've experienced. And so it's like, you're reflecting back, and sometimes it's like, what, you know, what, had I not made that decision, maybe I wouldn't be in this situation, or maybe it can be a good reflection. It doesn't always necessarily have to be a bad reflection. But reflecting and meditation is good. And so, but during the reflection process, we should get a reality check out of it. We should be able to look from within and realize that there are some things in our lives that we need to change. And reality check, in essence, means more so to conform to a reality, a corrective confronting of reality in order to counteract one's expectation or prejudice or likes, right? Because we all have our prejudices. We all have our likes and prejudice, not racist, meaning prejudice, although we do still have racist people out here, unfortunately. Okay, so we bonus our factor number 5, respect, only because we know that. Let's just, because guess what? We're going to have to give an account of God for everything. And no, I will be the first to admit I have not always reacted to various situations in my life, especially when it was caused by someone whom I trusted and cared for, et cetera. But I thank God that he continued to give me a revelation, a reality check, and say, hey, is it really worth risking this? Right? You know, there's so many revelations, and especially in terms of, you know, the Bible. And then there's just so many other revelations that we should pay attention to. And so those are reality checks in a sense. So all the R factors really kind of tie in together, but it's just something to just kind of keep at the forefront of your mind to help you stay balanced and healthy and whole, because that's so important. R factor number 7, guys. That one is going to be receptive. Once we've gotten that revelation, and or we've done that reality check, or we've done some reflecting, okay, are we willing to accept, you know, what's been exposed to us, the revelations that's been revealed to us about ourselves, about others, being receptive after much prayer and meditation, you know, you've come to accept some hard, not truths about yourself or maybe about someone else. What do? You know? You know, I mean, sometimes we look back and, you know, say, dang, you know, receptive, you know, am I a little bit too nice? Am I really too nice? Or maybe am I too harsh? You know, am I really, really that sensitive? Or am I really that insensitive? You know, just doing a self-check, the reality check, all right? But we're talking about being receptive of that, okay? R factor number 7, being receptive, okay? How, again, you know, you look at it and you say, dang, you know, right now I got so many things going on in my life. I'm just angry. You know, I don't know how to act. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to be nice. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Ask, what is it, Matthew 11:24 or something like that? Seek, knock, or Matthew 7:7 is a couple times. And, you know, just get some nice scriptures and study them and just ask God and pray to God to give you what you need to deal, because, as we know, life will happen and it is not always fair. You know, you can purpose to do everything right and treat everybody right and go to work every day and do everything you can to earn a living sometimes, and it seems like you just stay broke. You know what I mean, guys? Really, really. So that's R factor number 7, being receptive, okay? R factor number 8, all right? We got to go through some redefinition. So we're going to say redefine, okay? Because once you've gotten to that, you've gotten that revelation, you know, you've processed it, you've pretty much reflected, you know, you've got this resolution going on. Now you got to tweak the process. You got to redefine, give a whole new meaning to your life or yourself as an individual, as a person, you know, because, you know, I don't know if you guys heard that Wright commercial. it always says, come on, come on, do it for yourself, reinvent yourself. You know, it says reinvent yourself. So that is something that changes your life in general, okay? A reinvention, a redefining, tweaking some things and saying, maybe I can do this a little different. You know how we women do, you know, we decide, okay, this hairstyle's getting old, it's time to redefine this look and get it moving, you know, sometimes. Not because someone said you need to do it, because you feel comfortable with doing that, okay? So we go through redefinition period. It means to just give a new or different meaning. It's an action word, okay? A reformation, a reformulation, you know, whether that be good, bad, or neutral, whatever it is that you feel that you need to work on, hey, That's good, especially if you've gone through some sort of transition and you've gone through some hardships, because we all do. Life does not stay the same. Nothing in life is 100% guaranteed, but one thing is guaranteed: we will go through transition in life. We will go through life, but how do we deal with them? Unfortunately, we have to be able to focus and keep some principles at the forefront of our minds and just prayer and meditation. I don't, you know, some of the things I hear about in the news, and I see the things that are going on around us, and guess what, guys? I've done this since I was a little girl. I've always had little principles just to keep in my mind and focus on and constantly recite them over and over again in my mind. But more importantly, thanking God for keeping me. And you know what? I can remember as a little girl, him keeping me, and he's all I really know. But it is so, so important that we pretty much just, I mean, we don't know when Jesus Christ will return. We don't know that, but we want to strive to be prepared. As the Bible says, we go through as a refinery and come out as pure gold, because we're going to face those challenges, you know. So, and the R factors that I'm sharing with you, let me tell you, I have to say, you know, I'm an older woman. I'm pretty much way over 40. And let me tell you, I had a doctor's appointment last Friday, and I'm telling you, I have been jumping for joy ever since, because everything was perfect. All of my labs were perfect. Now, I am a donut and coffee girl in the morning. They said, okay, Dee, now your cholesterol, you know, we want you to, you know, we always want want everyone to keep their cholesterol under 200. Yours is about 216, but, you know, you can work on that. But other than that, your triglycerides are awesome. Your glucose is good. What? Your glucose? Really? Because I love my donuts. And so I'm thanking the Lord. But you know what? I contribute that to, especially being my age, because I've lost a brother at 48 due to a lot of diabetes and complications and family members, and I've known friends, and I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. And so, you know, but I do know that stress, keeping that stress down, that stress level will help you. So when you begin to feel stress, you think about, okay, wait a minute, what is in my life? What is that real? What do I need to see? You know, is God trying to show me something? You know, but I do believe it starts with love God, love thyself, love thy neighbor. Is it hard? Yes. But that doesn't mean, you know, you have to dine with the enemy or sleep with the enemy. No, that doesn't mean that at all. What it says is that, okay, I can love you from afar, but I need peace in my life. I need tranquility in my life, because let's just face it. You know, people are going crazy. And, of course, in my estimation, I contribute that to we're living in the times of revelation in my, you know, perspective. But, again, I hope and pray that God gives all of us time to prepare ourselves for heaven, if that's where our heart is, truly where our heart is, not just say it, but be about it. And he knows our heart, and he will judge our hearts, and he knows our shortcomings. So that's what reflection and all that, the reflection and the reality check is all about. So we talked about R factor number one, revelation, discernment and understanding, revolution, conflict, affliction, and suffering. Because when you're revolting inside, you're really in turmoil. If you've ever been in anguish, you know, you understand where I'm coming from. Resolution. Okay, if you want to live and you love yourself and you got as much self-love as I do, then guess what? You're going to resolve and redirect that situation fairly quick. Okay, and no, it ain't being narcissistic, but if that's what it takes to help you acquire some self-love about yourself to where you can try not to sabotage yourself, because you know what, we're all guilty of sabotaging our relationships, sometimes we think we're making the right decision, and it end up being the wrong decision. How many of us have been there, right? Reflect. I love reflection. You know, I think back when I was a little girl and how Satan tried to steal my life, you know, because I ran into a car. I don't know if I ran into the car or the lady hit me. I was just 8 years old. My birthday was the next day. All I know, I ended up with a broken leg, thank God. But I reflect back on those things, on those truths. And so revelation, revolution, resolution, reflect are the first R factors, 101, okay? R factor 102, we said, which is number five, R factors 102 series, of course. We are talking about respect, which is R factor number five. R factor number six, of course, we talked about reality check. Reality check. Okay, let's just look within. If we see something we need to change, let's pray about it, because none of us are perfect. I'll be the first to admit I have to pray on so many things in my life, and I thank God for keeping me grounded. So I want to share these R factor principles with you, which I've acquired throughout my studying. No, I do not hold a theology degree by any means. I am not a therapist. I am not a psychologist. But I don't think anybody needs to hold any of those credentials to understand how to take care of ourselves and understand that the way we think will affect our overall being, okay? R factor number seven, being receptive, okay? R factor number eight, okay, we pretty much talked about redefine. Redefine, go. And you know how you, when you're working out, right? And you're like, okay, I want to look like that. You know, I want my abs to look like that. You know, I got to redefine my body. You know, redefine your mind. Redefine your mind. Tweak your mindset. And practice love and peace. You know, after what I've gone through, I know this has been a lesson for me, having been a victim of a scam artist and having people that I thought really, truly cared about me backstab me, and some of the relationships, not romantic relationships, just platonic relationships that I've had to eliminate out of my life because I want to surround myself around good people and positive people. Will I always think positive? Probably not. But when I find myself thinking negative, negatively, I automatically, because I'm pretty much, this is kind of innate with me, which is why many a times I've been able to be tricked, because I purpose to give people the benefit of the doubt. I want to believe good things. But guess what? God taught me, trust no one, only the Creator. You know, there's a thing that we do when we go into the grocery store and we're looking for good fruit because we want to make that good apple pie. What do? We inspect our fruit. We inspect that apple. We inspect, depending on, you know, we want something nice and clean and, you know, crispy looking, right? Well, if we see a bunch of rotten apples, right, we all know that analogy about the rot rotten apple. One bad apple spoils the whole bunch, okay? So let's inspect our fruit. Let's inspect so that it won't contaminate us. You know, inspect that fruit so it won't contaminate you. All right, guys, it's time, the roll, excuse me, we're looking at about 5 minutes. Hopefully my guest, who is scheduled to be on the show next Saturday, we're supposed to air at 3 o'clock, Shawnee Green Dowdell. She is a renowned author, playwright, director, producer, and publisher. Hey, she will be standing by, guys, to just help you redefine that some of those things you've just had pretty much laying dormant and you've not picked up to say, hey, you know. I mean, I do believe there's going to come a time where we will have to begin to just do some other things for ourselves to earn residual income and different things like that. And so entrepreneurship is not a bad thing to look into, especially if you're that creative person and you're tired of working like a dog. You know, I mean, I am. And so I'm always finding and praying and tweaking ways to make things happen in my life because, of course, I love myself. And I know you do, too. So that's why Real Talk 101 with you is here, because I enjoy talking with you guys and sharing all this wonderful information. Carmen Hawkins, anybody, hey, guys, this girl's phenomenal. She is the wedding planner. Make her your wedding planner. She will hook you up. Just go on her page and check out, I mean, just check out all of the weddings she's done today. She's an officiant in different genres as far as funeral and wedding, presiding over, I mean, weddings and funerals, excuse me. So, you know, hey, give her a ring if you know someone who's getting married or she does, like, receptions that are based on your budget. I mean, this girl will work with you. There's no wonder why she's been planning weddings for over 26 years and she's officiated, over 1,000 weddings or so. That doesn't include her travel agency and some of the funerals that she's officiated over, et cetera. So check her out. Also, guys, y'all see MK on there? She was on the show. Hey, if you missed it, you can always go and archive that show and go from there. So anyways, guys, it's been nice sharing with you. I do have a few more R factors, but, you know, we will go over those at a later date because next week, hopefully, Shawnee will be on the show with us. She's got some hot, steamy romance novels, guys. This girl is, I mean, she's cracking them out, and she's rocking and rolling. She's doing her thing, and I mean, they're pretty interesting, I mean, and interesting stories. I mean, the whole nine. So just go on the page, check it out. And until then, it's been nice sharing. You got those R factors. I will also put R factors 102 on the site so that you guys can see them and reveal them. And, of course, it's been nice. Take care. God bless. You guys have a great weekend. We're going to I got 21 questions, like 50 said. Be down with me. If I was poor and broke, didn't have nothing, can you still love me? Let's see.
Love me if I was down and out. Would you still have love? for me, girl. It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me,
girl? If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopie for my band, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I'd get out and chillin', chillin' drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed, if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we can go do what you like. I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you love me,
now would you
girl.
Leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you ask,